Okay, good morning. Welcome back to our Erev Shabbos Kodesh class learning. I hope everybody is well and anticipating a beautiful and meaningful Shabbos. We change the clocks tomorrow night. I was just reading with Chaim Kanievsky. It was in Mishpacha that every day was the same for him. And I remember the exact lashon, so I don't want to be misquoted, but the daily savings meant nothing to him. He went according to the real time. Daily savings is the fake time. For us, it means we have more time to prepare for Shabbos, and we have a longer Shabbos afternoon. So that will be starting next week. So this week is Parshas Ki Tisa, where I'm actually going to begin. Where we're up to in the Sefer is talking about the Shabbos table and Shabbos food. He compares it to the meat of the korbanos. Who does the meat of the korbanos? Rav Shimshon Pinkas compares it to the meat of the korbanos. Who does the meat of the korbanos belong to? If a man wants to betroth a woman by giving her meat from a korban, does he own the meat from the korban? That's what we spoke about last time, based on the sefer. Before we get to the sefer, which I hope we're going to get to, we're going to look at a piece by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, whose yahrzeit was this past Tainis Esther. Rav Moshe's 37th yahrzeit was this past Yom Sheni, Yod Gema Adar, Tainis Esther, Shchusa Yagin Aleinu. So it's the parasha combines Mishkan and Shabbos. It's a beautiful piece by Rav Moshe on Mishkan and Shabbos, and Lezecha Neshma, so Zuchuso Yagin Aleinu. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing, and I'm going to show you the Pesukim in this week's parasha before we get to Rav Moshe. Right here. Okay, could you see it says Shemos chapter 31? Okay, thank you, Paul. So this is Parshas Ki Tisa, which is this week's Sadra. Parshas Ki Tisa is very famous for the infamous sin of the Chet HaEgel, the Egel HaZahav that the people constructed in the aftermath of Matan Torah. But the reality is that Parshas Ki Tisa begins with Mishkan. It does not begin with Chet HaEgel. It begins with the Machatzis HaShekel and Perek Lamed. We learn about the Kiyar, the construction of the laver, the Shemen HaMishcha, the spices for the Ketores HaSamim. Okay, in Perek Lamed Aleph, which is the final Perek for Chet HaEgel, which is still dealing with Mishkan, which is what you see on my screen right here. By the Ber Shem HaMosh, so the Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, "Re'ei karasi b'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur the Mate Yehuda." The master craftsman of the Mishkan is Betzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur. Chur was killed by Chet HaEgel. He was the son of Miriam from the tribe of Yehuda. Va'amale oso ruach Elokim. I filled him with the spirit of Hashem. Bechachma uvetivuna uvedas. Rashi says chachma is something that a person learns from others. Tivuna is mevin davar belibo mitoch dvarim shalamad, and das is ruach hakodesh. So God said, "I gave Betzalel all these kinds, all these degrees of wisdom to do all the work, lachshov machshavos, to make skillful work, devise calculations, to work in the zav, kesef and nechoshes, the gold, silver, and copper, and in the engraving of the stone." So there were filling stones and shoulder stones, and the carving of the wood. Wood was used for the beams of the Mishkan, the Mizbechot of the Mishkan. Okay, and along with Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur, the Mati Yehuda, is a helper, a second-in-command craftsman, and that is Ahaliyav ben Achimisamach, Lamate Dan. It is Ahaliyav, the son of Achisamach, from the tribe of Dan, and in the heart of every wise of heart, I have given wisdom. They will do everything I commanded them. What should they do? They can construct the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the Aron La'edus, the Aron Kodesh, the kaporis, the cover of the Aron. They should construct all the holy implements of the Mishkan. They should make the Shulchan and its implements. They should make the pure menorah. They should make the Mizbech HaKetoros, the golden Mizbech. They should make the Mizbech HaNechoshas. They should make the Kiyar. They should make the textiles that went over the Kalim. They should make the garments of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjot. They should make the anointing oils and the incense spices, like everything that I commanded they should do. So you see clearly at the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, this is Kita is talking about Mishkan. It's talking about the master craftsman, Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur, and Aliyav ben Achisamach L'mate Dan. And it goes through everything that they should make. They should make the begadim, they should make the kelim, they should make the textiles and the fabrics of the Mishkan. And then, all of a sudden, the parasha starts to talk about Shabbos. So right after this whole appointment of the master craftsman, Betzalel and Ohaliyav, and everything that they should do, the stonework, the lapidary work, the woodwork, and make all the kelim, then what does the Pesukim say? Hashem said to Moshe, saying, and you should speak to the children of Israel. By the way, in the past, we've spoken about the juxtaposition of Mishkan and Shabbos. But we're doing a new piece that we have never done before. I mean, I never learned it before. Maybe you learned it somewhere else. I forgot to thank our anonymous sponsor, who wishes to remain anonymous, Tizku the Mitzvos, to Maisim Tovim, to you and your whole family, for the schos of the Torah and the appreciation and love for Shabbos, for all of us and those who listen online that emanate from the Shir, the Ribbono Shel Olam should pay you and your family back with Shefa Bracha from the Otzer HaTov. And Hashem said to Moshe, "Va'ata darbel b'nei Yisrael, and you should speak to the children of Israel, saying, Ach eshabsosai tishmaru, ah, but you should guard my Sabbath, ki osi b'nei uvinechem, is a sign. Shabbos is a sign between me and between you. L'dor seichem, it's a sign for generations. L'das ki ni Hashem mekadishem. What's the point of Shabbos? The point of Shabbos is to know there is a God. L'da'as ki ani Hashem mikadishcham. You must know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. U'shmartem es haShabbos, you should guard the Shabbos. Ki kodesh ilacham, it is holy to you, it is sanctified to you. L'chalala, most you must. Anyone who transgresses the Shabbos shall be put to death. Ki kol oso bo malacha, anyone who does work on Shabbos, v'nichrosa nefesh rehi mikar v'ama, that person will, rachman atzan, b'chayiv karis, they will be cut off from amongst the nation. She'ishis yamim yaseh malacha, u'v'yamashvi shabbat shabbatan kodesh la'ashem. For 6 days he may do work, and on the seventh day is the Shabbos of Shabbos, it is designated for God. Kol oso malacha b'yam haShabbos mos yumas. Anyone who does work on Shabbos shall surely be put to death. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, his words should be familiar to you from Kiddush on Kiddush Rabbah on Shabbos day. Mishamu b'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. The B'nai Yisrael guarded the Shabbos, la'asos es ha-Shabbos l'dorosam, to do the Shabbos for generations, bris olam, an eternal covenant, beinu vein B'nai Yisrael, os hihi le'olam, between me and between the children of Israel, is a sign forever. Ki sheish es yamim ha-sah ha-shem es ha-shemayim v'sarts. What do you have to know about Shabbos? Shabbos reminds you that there is a God, la'das ki eni Hashem. You have to know there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And if you know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, then you remember that it is the Ribbono Shel Olam, not the Big Bang theory, not some chemicals or molecules that collided in the air and made a world. No, kisheshes yami masal Hashem is Hashemayim v'sarts. In 6 days, Hashem made the heavens and the earth by yamashvi shavava yinefash. And again, these words are recited in Kedusha Rabbah on Shabbos morning. And on the seventh day, he ceased and he had a restoration of soul. And then by yitena Moshe kechaloso ledeberito bar Sinai shnei luchos ha'edus. And Hashem gave Moshe, when he finished speaking to him on the Mount of Sinai, the two tablets of testimony, luchos even the tablets of son ksuvim be'etz be'elokim oivei. The very next pasuk is vayar am kiboshesh Moshe leredos minahar. The very next pasuk introduces us to Chet Egel. But what I'm showing you here is that this is Kitisa. So we just went through the pshat of the whole parak Lamed Aleph. It begins with the whole first half of the parak is everything about Mishkan. The master craftsmen, the wisdom that they have been endowed with, and the kelim that they must construct from the shulchan to the menorah, to the golden altar, to the copper altar, to the laver, the textiles that covered the kelim at the time of travel, the garments of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedjot, the anointing oil and the 11 mixture spice for the daily incense offering. And then all of a sudden Hashem starts talking about Shabbos. Okay, Mishkan Shabbos. I want to do with you a beautiful piece by Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shevracha. And I mentioned that his yahrzeit was this past 13 Adar, which is Tainis Esther. Zechusha Yagan Aleinu. Before we do that, I just want to show you, okay, in next week's Sedra, that's this week's Parsha. What did we see? Lamed Aleph, Mishkan. Second half of Perek Lamed Aleph, Shabbos. And now we go to next week's Sedra, Vayakal, and look how Vayakal opens. Vayakal Moshe's called us B'nai Yisrael, Vayomer Aleim, Eilad V'Armashir, Tziva Hashem L'Asos Osem. Vayakal is all about Mishkan. But first, and Moshe gathers the entire assembly of the children of Israel, and he says to them, these are the words that God, Hashem, God commanded, L'Asos Osem, to do them. Sheishas Yamim Te'asa Malacha, for 6 days. Work shall be done. Ubayam Hashvi Yalachem Kodesh Shabbat Shabbaton LaHashem. On the seventh day, it should be for you as designated day. It is a Sabbath of Sabbaths for Hashem. Anyone who does work shall be put to death. Lo Sivaru Ish B'chomash V'Sechem B'yam Shabbos. You may not kindle a fire in all your dwelling places on the day of Shabbos. There is, I don't know if it's Chazal or it's like the Bali Musar. But it's a famous word on this pasuk, lo sevar eich b'chamash v'sechem b'yam HaShabbos, you should not kindle the fire of anger in all your dwelling places on yam HaShabbos, brought down in different svarim. I don't remember the original source. I did not make that up. Lo sevar eich b'chamash v'sechem b'yam HaShabbos. On Shabbos, you have to be very careful not to kindle the fire of anger in your home. Okay, and now, so what's next week's parasha? Vayachal begins with Shabbos. And then, Vayomer Moshe, called us B'nai Yisrael, Leimur, Zadav Ashir, Siva Hashem, Leimur, Moshe commanded the assembly of Israel, this is the man Hashem commanded, saying, take from them a truma Hashem, a donation for God, anyone whose heart motivates them to give should bring the truma to Hashem, Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes, Secheles, Argaman, Zolashani, Sheish, Izimaros, Elim, Adami, Maros, Tachasim, Ashe, Shitim, Shemin, Lema'ar, Besamim, Lashem, Mishcha, Avnei Sham, Avnei Miluim, so what happens? As Mishkan, as Ohalo, as Mechsehu, Vayakal begins with Shabbos, and then launches into the entire topic of Mishkan. Kitisar, Paraklamet Aleph, has the whole topic of Mishkan, and then launches into Shabbos. Okay, so with that, this week's Sedra, Kitisa, next week's Sedra, Vayakal, we see that there is a joining, if you will, between Shabbos and Mishkan. We have spoken about this before based on Peace Prayer of Salvechik, where he speaks about sanctity in time and sanctity in space. The Mishkan represents, the Beis HaMikdash slash Mishkan represents sanctity in space. In a geographic space, in a certain locale, there was sanctity. Shabbos represents sanctity in time. Doesn't matter where you live, or in what generation, or in what millennia, or in what country. Shabbos is sanctity in time, not in a certain space. And the Rav says this is the connection between Shabbos and Mishkan. It's mentioned in four different places in the Torah. We have just seen two of them. The Rav of Salvechik Zatzal says that Hashem wants the Jew to create a sanctity for God in space. You have a place that's holy. And he also wants you to create sanctity in time. Your time should be designated to God. Which is more important? And don't misunderstand, it doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash slash Mikdash wasn't important. Which is more important? Says Rav, we have survived 2,000 years without the Beis HaMikdash. We would not have survived 1 week without Shabbos. So the sanctity in time, which is Kedusha Shabbos, which is irrespective of geography, irrespective of the time in which you live, irrespective of the millennia, Shabbos is forever. Osi beinu v'nechem l'doro seichem l'da'as kini Hashem mekadishchem. We saw that in this week's parasha. Kitisa. So Shabbos is forever, no matter where you are, and that's what the Rav calls sanctity in time. And without sanctity in time, which is Shabbos, we would not have survived 1 week. Without sanctity in space, which is Beis HaMikdash, we have survived almost 2,000 years. The oven for the Beis HaMikdash should be replaced and rebuilt, and we cry, and every day in the Amidah, three times a day, we daven v'shalayim ircha barach mim tashu, but l'maisa, we're still here. We have survived for 2,000 years without it. Without Shabbos, we wouldn't have survived 1 week. Rav Moshe Feinstein, however, has a beautiful chiddush and points out that there's a difference between Shabbos and Mishkan in Kitisa, which is this week's Sedra, and Shabbos and Mishkan in Vayakal, which is next week's Sedra. What is the difference? Rav Moshe points out, before I put Rav Moshe Feinstein's Kol Ram on the screen, Moshe points out, if you notice, Kitisa, when it comes to Shabbos at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, it's the culmination of what began in Perek Chav Hei Pasuk Aleph. The Be'er Hashem Moshe Leimor, V'yichu li truma me'ez kol isha shei dveru limbo, tichu es truma, si v'zasa truma sher tika ach me'itam, zav kesef u'nechoshes. In the beginning of chapter 25 of Sefer Shemos, we're introduced to Mishkan in truma. We have Prakim Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, Chav Tes, Lamed, Lamed Aleph. So when Shabbos is introduced in Kitisa at the end of Perek Lamed Aleph, it's not just in at the conclusion of Perek Lamed Aleph, it's the conclusion of the entire section of Mishkan. The entire section of Mishkan that began with the materials to be collected, and we learned about the Aron Kodesh, the menorah, the shulchan, the big day kahuna, the karbanos brought upon inauguration, I forgot to say Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaZav, the kiyar, we learn about everything, and the entire sedra of Mishkan concludes with Shabbos. But Rav Moshe points out that it's the opposite case in Vayakal. In Vayakal, so in Kitisa, it's Mishkan first and Shabbos second. I show it to you on the screen. Shabbos comes after Mishkan. In Vayakal, Shabbos comes first and Mishkan comes second. Again, this is the last thing we looked at, Parshas Vayakal. in Kitiso, which is this week's Sedra, Mishkan comes first and Shabbos comes second. However, in Vayalkel, it's different. And Moshe gathered the entire assembly of Israel and he said to them, this is the matter that Hashem commanded you to do. In Vayalkel, it's different. Shabbos is first. And then comes Mishkan, take a truma, gold, silver, copper, blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, linen. So, since nothing of the Torah is an accident, there has to be a reason that pre-Chayit Ha'egel, which happens in Perek Lamed Beis, Perekim Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, the beginning of Lamed Daled, or the aftermath of Chayit Ha'egel, pre-Chayit Ha'egel, Mishkan first, Shabbos second, post-Chayit Ha'egel, Shabbos first, Mishkan second. Why? And that's what Rav Moshe is going to teach us. And what does it teach us about Shabbos and the creator of the world? So now I'm going to Rav Moshe. 1 second. Here we are. Okay, I actually can't see anybody right now. So I hope you could see on my screen that I went to call Ram. If you, someone can't see, post on the chat that you can't see. You could see. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you, Paul. So this is Rav Moshe Feinstein from Parshas Vayakel, Siman Aleph. But he's actually comparing Kitiso, which is this week's Sedra, Mishkan then Shabbos, to Vayalkel, Shabbos then Mishkan. Why the difference? Okay. So, by the way, I told you Rav Salvechik says about sanctuary and space and sanctity and time, but I should have just told you, the reason that Chazal give that Mishkan and Shabbos are connected is to teach you that building the Mishkan does not supersede Shabbos. You might think if we have to build the Mishkan, then we have to work on Shabbos also. Hashem said, build for him a home. Vasuli miklash v'shachanti v'socham. He needs a place to dwell in this world, kaviyachal. So it must be that this is so important. The binyan of Mishkan is docha hakol. And even when Shabbos comes, we have to work on Shabbos. So the pasuk says in Kitiso, no. Ach eshab sosei tishmoru. No. Ach, say Chazal, ach means that Mishkan is not docha Shabbos. There are certain things that are docha Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Bris milah is docha Shabbos. So not think Mishkan pushes off Shabbos. So even though Shabbos comes, even though you have to build a Mishkan, when Shabbos comes, you lay down the tools. Betzala puts down his weaving tools, and Eliyahu puts down his carpentry saw, and you stop building. So that's the answer of Chazal, why the Torah juxtaposes Shabbos and Mishkan, because Mishkan is very important, that Shabbos is more important, which you see from our survivor. Shabbos is the key to our survival. It's the secret of our survival. Therefore, stop binyan hamishkan for Shabbos. Rav Salvechik gives us a beautiful hashkafic var about the difference between sanctity in time and sanctity in space, which we spoke about. Now let's see Rav Moshe Feinstein, who adds a different dimension, and he's specifically focusing on, because nothing in the Torah is an accident, Bichorot says that all the time, why in Kitisa pre-Chayit Ha'egel, Chayit Ha'egel begins in Perek Lamed Beis, okay? And Perek Lamed Aleph, the concluding section of Mishkan, then Shabbos comes after. Then Chayit Ha'egel happens. Oyve, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, Sheluchem Eretz Yitzrayim. Yeshkimu ha'am b'boker, they woke up early in the morning. Vayalu Olos, they brought Korbanos, and Gilead Arayos was happening, and they murdered Chur, and they did Avodah Zarah. After Chayit Ha'egel, we come to Vayalkel, after Ega, and all of a sudden it's Shabbos first, and then Mishkan. Why the switch? So now we go to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. As haras haTorah, I like to use my pointer. 1 second. There we go. As haras haTorah, al bnias haMishkan b'Shabbos. Okay, the Torah warns warns us about the building of the Mishkan on Shabbos. So now he quotes two psukim from the beginning of Vayaka, but really this piece is contrasting Kitiso, which is this week's Sedra, and next week's Sedra, Vayaka. The pasuk says, in Vayaka, Sheishus yamim tasem elacha, v'yam ha-shvi yalachem kodesh, Shabbat Shabbatan Hashem, kol osu bo melacha yumas. 6 days, of course, a person is permitted, encouraged by the Torah to work, but on the seventh day, no. There's a day set aside, it is a Sabbath of Sabbaths to God, anyone who does work shall die. That's how Vayaka begins. And then, after Shabbos, es hamishkan, es ohalo, ves machseihu, es krasav, ves krasav, ves brichav, es amudav, ves adonav. After telling me about Shabbos, it tells me you should build the mishkan, and that's the bottom covering, that's the roof, and then the ohal layer is the gold panels that went on top of the roof, and the michsa cover is the skins, the ram skins, the ayred, and the chashim skins, and the beams, and the bars, and the sockets, and the pillars. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein says as follows, Yesh l'tmoa, we have to wonder, we have to ask, Madua kan hikti Moshe l'daber kal Yisro b'tchila l'inyan ha-Shabbos? Why here in Vayakov, next week's Sedra is a double parasha, Vayakov b'kudei, Shabbat Chazak, we are closing up the book of Shemos, and next week's Sedra, double parashios, Vayakov b'kudei, the Mishkan's going to be built. So we have to wonder, says Rav Moshe, Madua kan, why here, when the Mishkan's being built, Hikti Moshe l'daber al kal Yisro b'tchila al inyan ha-Shabbos v'achar kach al inyan ha-Mishkan. Why did Moshe precede Malachas ha-Mishkan with Shabbos? Why does he first speak to Kal Yisro about the matter of Shabbos, and only after does he speak to him about the matter of Mishkan? V'ilu la'ayil, but Parshas Ki Tisa, Bar of Moshe says, above in Parshas Ki Tisa, the Parsha right before, Matzinu she'a Kosh Baruch Hu Amar l'Moshe v'tchila odos ha-Mishkan. I showed both Prakam on the screen. First, in Kitisha, God first tells Moshe about the work of the Mishkan, Bitzalal, Ohaliyav, the Kalim, the Begadim, Va'achar kach Odos HaShabbos, and only after V'shamu B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, La'asos HaShabbos, L'dor HaSham. So there's a switch. So Moshe says, it's not an accident. Nothing in the Halakha Torah Kadosha is an accident. So why does Hashem reverse the order? Either is it Shabbos first or Mishkan first, or Mishkan first or Shabbos. But if it's different in different places, it's coming to tell you something. V'nira l'ba'er. So Rav Moshe says it appears that we could explain as follows. So remember, I'm going to repeat it one more time before going to this from Rav Moshe. In Kitisa, which is this week's Sedra, Mishkan then Shabbos, that's pre-Chet Ha'egel. Before Chet Ha'egel, Mishkan, instruction for Mishkan, came before Shabbos. Next week's Sedra, Vayalka, Paraglamet Hay. Shabbos comes before Mishkan, but that's after Chet Ha'egel. And that clue is the key to Rav Moshe's understanding of why Hashem switched the order. It has something to do with the sin of Chet Ha'egel. Before Chet Ha'egel, we could hear about Mishkan first, and after we could hear about Shabbos. After Chet Ha'egel, we had to hear about Shabbos first and Mishkan second. Okay, v'nira l'va'er. It appears that we could clarify as follows. D'kesha adam osam mitzvos, when a person does mitzvos, alav v'kayim osam, rak mishum tzivi Hashem Yisbarach. Why do we do mitzvos? Why don't we mix basar b'chalav? Because we don't like how it tastes? Maybe you do like how it tastes. I don't know. Maybe it's very delicious. Maybe, I don't know, chicken parmesan is really yummy. Well, that's not even d'oraisa. Maybe beef parmesan is really yummy. So why don't I take a steak and put on some parmesan cheese? Sounds delicious. Maybe it's good. I don't know. The reason a person keeps the mitzvot is rak, only mishum tzivei Hashem Yisbarach. Doesn't matter what you think. You like it, you don't like it. It's a good idea. It's not a good idea. It's convenient for you. It's not convenient for you. You're tired. It's a tircha. You keep the mitzvot because Hashem said. That's why a yid keeps the mitzvot. Kisha adam osam mitzvot, alav l'kayim osam rak mishum tzivei Hashem Yisbarach. There's one reason. Why do you do that? Because God said I have to do it. Why do you wear shanis? Because Hashem said. Why do you mix basar b'chalav? Because Hashem says. Why do you work on Shabbos? Because Hashem says. Why do you fast on Yom Kippur? Because that's what the Torah says. V'ha yisod l'hakol hu amuna b'Hashem Yisbarach. The yisod, the foundation of everything that we do, all of Torah learning, all avasiyas hamitzvos, all acts of gemilas chasadim, the foundation of all of it is because we have amuna that there is a Hashem Yisbarach. We believe it, ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, there is a God. V'da'as ki ini Hashem mekadishcham. You know why you have to keep Shabbos? You have to have the da'as Hashem. You have to know that there's a God. V'lachim b'parshas ki tisa. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, parshas ki tisa, which is this week's Sedra, di'irei kodem chet ha'egel. Before the sin of the golden calf. What happened by the sin of the golden calf? Moshe's a few hours late from coming down to the mountain. He really wasn't late. They miscalculated. Because, Zukdrashi, they started counting on the day when he went up. But that was the afternoon of Matan Torah. And that wasn't a full day. They were supposed to start counting that night. Because in Yehadus, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, talk about Shabbos, Yom HaShishi, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, the night comes before the day. So the afternoon he went up was not part of the count. So they were off by 6 hours. So, I mean, must have been pretty medactic if it was only 6 hours led to that whole sin. So they're counting that every hour. According to their Cheshbon, he didn't come back. They panic. They made a Chag Ha'iga. It's really a tremendous failing in Amunah and Hashem. You just saw God by the revelation at Sinai. How could you do this? And they said about the Egel Azav, Ela Elohecha Yisrael. These are your gods, O Israel. Sharlucha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. How is it possible that in the aftermath of Matan Torah, they said, this molten calf, Egel Masecha, Vayasula, Me'egel Masecha, is your gods, O Israel? So in Parshas Kitisa, Di'irei Kodem Chet Ha'egel, before the sin of the golden calf, Kishab Bnei Yisrael Adayin Ha'yivu Medrego Gedola She'amunah V'Hashem Yisparach. Before Chet Ha'egel, this Dor Deya, this Dor of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this generation of knowledge, we call them Dor Deya. They had so much knowledge of God. They saw the greatest revelations of God the world has ever seen. Whether it was Yam Suf, the Makos proving God's providence and control of the world, Matan Torah, V'cholam Roi Mesakolos. They saw the voice. We don't even know what that means. Before Chet Ha'egel, they were still on the highest level possible of belief and faith in God. At that apex of holiness, they were commanded about erecting the Mishkan. You're going to put up the Mishkan. They were in such a high madrega of kedusha from all the divine revelation that they were commanded to build a house for God. What does Hashem say? Shemos 25:8. Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem. You're in such a high madrega. I want to be amongst you. I want to be with you. So before Chet Ha'egel, that high level of amuna was not tainted. It was not tarnished. They were commanded to make a home for God. Mishkan is from the word Shechina. Mishkan, Shin Chaf Nun. Mishkan is from the word Shechina because the Mishkan is a home for Hashem. But they also needed to be commanded about Shabbos in order to strengthen them with keeping mitzvos and to teach them. So the reason that they were commanded to make a mishkan because they were on such a high madrega, they could make a house for God, but they also needed to be commanded about Shabbos. Why? In order to strengthen them, but more important, vilalamdam, I shouldn't say more important, additionally, to teach them, Shah Shabbos eino nidches mishum malachas ha-mishkan. Shabbos is not pushed off because of Mishkan. We might think it's pushed off. Now Moshe is going to say in the next sentence, v'zos k'dei shulo yaviyu l'dei ta'us. They shouldn't come to make a mistake. Badin in the law, v'yamu k'shem shem mila v'korbanos dochenes ha-shabbos. Really, you're not allowed to do shechita on Shabbos. You're not allowed to draw blood. You're not allowed to kill. You can't go hunting on Shabbos. You can't kill and draw blood. But you have to bring korbanos on Shabbos. Not only are you allowed, you have to bring korbanos on Shabbos. You bring the korban tamid, you bring the musaf. We daven tefillas musaf. Musaf means extra. It's connected to the additional offerings that are brought on Shabbos. Oh, so I thought you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. Oh, yeah, you're not. But you have to bring a korban. You're not allowed to draw blood on Shabbos. But if there's a bris mila, you have to do it on Shabbos. So the Bnei Yisrael might think, k'shem shemila v'korbanos dochenes haShabbos. You know what? Just like bris mila, the mitzvah of mila, v'yamish mi yimol basar Allah. So, let your comparative bees, Isha Kitazriya Vialdo Zachar, just like I have to do Mila on Shabbos, just like I have to do Korbanos on Shabbos, oh, Kach Binyan and Mishkan, Docha Shabbos. They might reason, they were the Dor Deya, not Lahachis, not to rebel against God. They might actually think, I have to build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Shabbos is very halig, but Mishkan is more halig. So Rebbe Shalom says, no, you are on the highest level of Amunah ever possible. You are the Dor Deya, the Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim. You saw Kodesh Baruch Hu like no one since and no one before has seen a Kodesh Baruch Hu on a mass level, on a national level. You're so holy, pre-Chet Ha'egel. I'm going to tell you all about Mishkan. P.S., now that we learned all about Mishkan, P.S., one addendum, don't transgress Shabbos for Mishkan. Mishkan comes first. They're on such a high level. But I just have to tell you something else. My wonderful children, Shabbos takes is primary, and when it comes on Shabbos, Shabbos is primary, and Mishkan, I don't even want to say secondary, actually. Mishkan is put to rest. On Shabbos, you don't do Mishkan. Okay, that's before Chena Iga. And therefore, in Kitisha, Rav Moshe explains, Mishkan comes first. Shabbos is like an addendum, a P.S. I know you're in such a high level, but I'm going to just warn you that Mishkan does not push off Shabbos. It's not like Bris Milah, it's not like Korbanos, it's not like Pikuach Nefesh, it doesn't push off Shabbos. Okay. Masha ain came but Parshas Vayakal. However, when it comes to Parshas Vayakal, which is next week's schedule, which is after Chena Iga, Masha ain came but Parshas Vayakal, Ire la'acher Chena Iga. Not so in Parshas Vayakal, which occurred after the sin of the golden calf. Va'az hiskala shebishas matan Torah. Now, Ramosh is going to say something very fascinating. He's going to say the Chena Iga proves that the revelation of God that they saw, the revelation of God that they saw by Matan Torah misled them. They misunderstood. The heavens opened. Tachas Ragav Kamaisa Livna Sasatir. They saw a vision of the heavenly throne. I don't know. We don't know what it means. They saw the essence of heaven. The essence of the heaven in its purity. They saw the sapphire brick under the Kisei HaKavod. But they made a mistake. Va'az hiskala. Only because Chet Ha'igel revealed something. What did Chet Ha'igel reveal? Shebishas Matan Torah. At the time of the revelation at Sinai. Kisharau es Maisei HaMerkava. They saw the Maisei HaMerkava. Just like Yechezkel. They're even greater than Yechezkel. They saw Maisei Merkava. They saw the vision of the divine throne in Shemayim. They saw Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. They saw the divine chariot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodo b'atzma. Ba'o li'idei ta'us. But when they saw the revelation of God at Har Sinai, when they saw his chariot, his throne, God's presence in Shemayim, they made a mistake. V'lo ra'o klal es amitis amitis. They did not see the truth of the matter. They made a mistake. They perceived incorrectly. And they thought, after seeing the Maisei Merkava, wait, let me just explain. The Maisei Merkava, there are different images of different beings engraved on the heavenly throne. There's the Aryeh, lion, it translates as a lion. Nesher, a majestic bird. Kruv, like the Kruvim. Cherub, I don't know how to translate it. And the face of Yaakov Avinu. There's also an opinion that there's an ox. Okay, there are four legs to the heavenly throne. And each one is upheld, it's brought down by Yechezkel. Yechezkel sees the Nevu and he speaks of what he sees by the Maisei Merkava. And each one of the legs is upheld by a different image. So there's a lion, an aryeh, a nesher, a majestic bird, a kruv, which are the kruvim that go on top of the Aron Kodesh, on the face of Yaakov Avinu, or an ox. Okay. So they saw this in Shemayim. Ba'u lidei ta'us, they made a mistake. V'lo ra'u klal, they did not see at all. Es amitios hadavar, they didn't see the truth of the matter. V'ha'alu b'machshava, they saw sheyesh chas v'shalom shtei rishios. When they saw a lion holding up the Kisei HaKavod, they said, oh, there's God, and there's the power of lion, capital L, it's a mistake. Oh, there's God, and there's a Nesher. They made a mistake, and from seeing the Maisei Merkava by the time of the revelation at Sinai, they thought there is more than one power in Shemayim. There's more than one power running our world. Vilimaros, and now to teach us, Lahoros, Mora, Torah, Vilimaros, Shachshav Kvar Hichriv Moshe as Avodazar. By this time, Moshe has destroyed the Avodazar. When he comes down from the mountain and he hears the people dancing and singing and worshipping, he throws down the Luchos, he breaks them. He takes the Ega HaZahav, the Avodazar, he grinds it up. He has the ashes, he puts it in water. And that water, they drank, they became like sota. They used it for sprinkling to test the sinners. Moshe destroys the Avodazar. V'lemarosh sha'achshav, and to teach you that now, kfar hichruv Moshe's Avodazar. When he came down, they didn't leave the Chet Ega. They didn't put it in a museum. Not the Chet Ega, the Ega Zav. They didn't put it in a museum. It was destroyed. Mikol makom shayach sheyalahem abizrayahu davodazar. I don't know what that word means. If anyone knows what the word means, please write it. I don't know what it means. Okay. Mikol makom shayach. Nevertheless, even though Moshe destroyed the Avodah Zarah, it still might be the case sheyelham abizayrihu the Avodah Zarah. They might still have a chashash, a tam, a misunderstanding, a thirst for, a misconclusion when it comes to avodah zarah. Velo yavinu es ikur kavaras hamishkan. Chayin ha'egal proves that they had a misconception about God. While they shied by Matan Torah, they came to the conclusion that there must be two powers in the heaven. Then they made an egal hazahav. So this is the other power. Remember, I told you that Yechezko also says it could be an ox holding up the kiseh covered. So they made an egal zav. They made an ox. A cow. They made an animal. And they're saying, this is the other power that we saw in Shemayim. So Moshe comes down and he grinds it up and he destroys it. Nevertheless, it's possible that they still had the ta'am, the misguided perception of avodah zarah inside of them. V'lo yavinu es ikur kavanas ha'mishkan. And they will not understand the main point of the Mishkan. Now remember, what's in the Mishkan? In the Kodesh HaKodashim, there are kruvim. In the Holy of Holies, there was an iron kodesh. In the iron kodesh, which housed the luchos, there were two cherubs, kruvim, on top of the iron kodesh. One of the images that holds up the kiseh covered is the kruvim. So when they're commanded to make the kruvim, what might they think? Oh, you see, we're right. There are other powers. There's God, there's an ox, there's kruvim. Then we worship the ox. Now we're going to worship the kruvim. And they will not understand the ikra of the point of the Mishkan, which is to bring God himself into this world. Not so you should worship the kruvim. Elohim yitu. And Moshe says the Mishkan could actually lead them to make a mistake. The Yasbru, like Svara, Shabbat Mishkan, the Vadish Kedusha, Machmas Atzmo. They might be convinced that the Mishkan itself has Kedusha in and of itself. It is objectively holy. If there's no Shekhinah there, it's nothing. You could go build a Mishkan today on your front lawn in Woodmere or wherever you're zooming from. You could build a Mishkan. You could make the Kruvim. I'm not talking about if you're going to be chayv d'oraisa. I'm saying l'maisa. You could look at the measurements. You could hire a brilliant master craftsman. Get a computer program. Make the mizbech hazahav, mizbech hanechoshes, the kiyar, the shulchan, the menorah. Let's say you know how to do it. You could do it. It's nothing. It's avodah zarah. There's no God. No. There's no ribon shalom residing in your mishkan that you put on your front lawn in Woodmere. It means nothing. Yeah, you say you want to do it for education. There's a mechon mikdash in Yerushalayim to educate people. That's not where the Ribon Shalom Shekhinah is resting in that Mishkan that I just built. Elohim Yitu, but they might make a mistake. The Yasru Shabbat Mishkan, the Vadiyesh Kedusha, Machmas Atzmo. They might say, oh, we're commanded to make the Kruvim. This Mishkan has holiness in and of itself. It's not tied to God's holiness. It's just objectively holy by itself because the Kruvim are God's. And they don't realize, they don't know. You don't have to fear the Kruvim on top of the Paroches, on top of the Kapores, on top of the Mishkan. The Kruvim have no power in and of themselves. You have to fear the one who commanded you to make the Mikdash. You don't have to fear the Kruvim. You have to fear God who said make the Kruvim. The Kruvim don't have power. Like Chazal say, guard my Sabbath and revere my Mikdash. But it's not revering the Beis HaMikdash because objectively it has any holiness. It only has subjective holiness because it's holy from God who said, make the Mikdash. And Moshe says, Taku, see the proof for what I'm telling you. After the destruction of the temple, the Goyim, the nations of the world who exiled us, took the Kruvim and they made a Vodazar from the Kruvim. So you see that there's room for a mistake. A people who could see the Maisa Merkava, who could see the ox holding up the Kiseh HaKavod, so to speak, whatever it means, we don't exactly understand. And then 40 days later, just because they miscalculated 6 hours, they make an ox, an egel azav, a calf, and they say, these are their gods, O Israel. Proves that they didn't understand the revelation at Sinai. They were mistaken. They saw images in Shemayim, and they thought those were gods, Rechman al-Tzan. So now, after Chayit HaEgel, with this understanding that the people made a mistake by thinking there are other gods in Shemayim, now Hashem says, make kruvim. If we make kruvim, what are the people going to think? Oh, there's an ox, there's a nesher, there's kruvim. Let's make a avodah zarah for ourselves. But that's not the point of Mishkan. Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah down here. The kruvim are only holy if God resides between them. V'lachein, haya Moshe, remember the original question is why, before Chayit HaEgel, it's all about Mishkan, P.S. keep Shabbos. after Chilul Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. P.S. Build the Mishkan. Why? You should be able to understand now. Because before Chet HaEgel, the people are in such a high madriga. They haven't proved that they misunderstood. They haven't done any sin. They're clinging to God with steadfast emunah. They're not going to be mistaken and think the Mishkan's a replacement from God. So Hashem says, build the Mishkan, build the Mishkan. P.S. I just have to tell you, don't forget Shabbos. And Shabbos is more important than Mishkan. But what does Shabbos prove? L'das kineh Hashem mekadishchem. But now Hashem realizes after Chet HaEgel, the people don't understand Shabbos very much. They don't understand that the whole point of Shabbos is that there is a Ribono Shel Olam. Who created this world? Who comes to our homes once every 7 days? If you're mistaken and you think that there's a Kruv that's a God, you think that there's a Shor that's a God, it means maybe you don't know who created the world. Now Shabbos is of primary importance after Chet HaEgel. Because I realize, says Ribbono Shel Olam, your whole machshava is off. You made a mistake. That's the lashon of Rav Moshe. Bali de ta'us. Velo ra'u klal es amitios hadavar. They came to a mistake. They didn't understand at all the truth of the matter. And they thought that there were two gods. So now, after Chet HaEgel says, Hashem says, wait, before I command you about Mishkan, I have to tell you something. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. That's first. Mechalam, bos, you must. Because what does Shabbos prove? There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Chet HaEgel proves that the people did not remember that there was a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'lachein, haya Moshe tzarich lomar lehem betchila odo Shabbos. And therefore, after Egel, when we realize that the people made such a grave error in thinking there were two powers, only after Egel, Moshe says, I have a mitzvah for you. The first thing, forget Mishkan for a minute. You don't even realize that there's a God. How? If you realize there's only one God and only one, you wouldn't have done Chet HaEgel. But you took those images you saw in the Ma'aseh Merkava, and you transferred them to Avodah Zarah. Now I'm commanding you to make a Mishkan. You might hear that there are Kruvim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you might say, oh, Kruvim. We saw Kruvim in Shemayim. Those were powers up there. We're going to bring powers down here. No, it's a mistake. The Mishkan does not have objective Kedusha. It only has Kedusha as is tied to God's presence in the Mishkan. So now I have to tell you, says Rav Moshe, not about Mishkan first, because you could survive 2,000 years without Mishkan. It's not good. It's not ideal. But you won't survive 1 week without Shabbos if you do not lada'as ki yinir shem mekadishchem. You have to know that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. Clearly, you made such a mistake that you forgot that there's a God. Or you thought there's God and other powers. That's what Egel proves. So now I'm telling you to make the Kruvim. You might think, oh, this is a home for other gods. Wow, Gaval, look, there's Kruvim up there. There's Kruvim down here. Moshe says Shabbos comes first. Before I tell you to start building the Mishkan, because Vayakal Pekudah are the building of the Mishkan, you have to know big, bold, huge, red, black, underlined letters, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos. Because Shabbos is an Oshi Beini Uveinechem Lidoroseichem. Mishkan is not an Os Beini Uveinechem Lidoroseichem. We mourn for it. We sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. We're like mourners sitting Shiva. But it is not Lidoroseichem. We're daven for the third one to be rebuilt, but it has not kept the generations. Shabbos has. V'lachein hayat sarich Moshe l'amram b'tchila odo Shabbos. And therefore, after Chet HaEgel, Moshe says, I have to tell you something very important. You know what's very important? Before I tell you about Mishkan, Shabbos. Ki b'koach ha-Shabbos l'haro she'akosh baruch hu bara es olam. The power of Shabbos that comes every week demonstrates to us that there is the Holy One, blessed be He, is the creator of the world, not the Kruvim, not the Shor, not anything you saw in the Ma'aseh Merkava. The Ein Ha'olam Kadmon, the Hu Adon Ha'olam. There's no one who preceded God. He is the master of the world. There is no other power. What you saw, what you perceived by Matan Torah, which is that there are other gods in Shemayim, which led you to make such a terrible mistake, proves that you don't remember the message of Shabbos. Message of Shabbos is He is the Borei Olam. Ein Ha'olam Kadmon. There is God. The world didn't precede God. God preceded the world. V'hu Adon Ha'olam. He is the master of the world, not the Kruvim, not the Shor, and not anything else. Sharei Yisod HaShabbos Zeh Emuna BeBorei Olam. The whole foundation upon which Shabbos rests is belief in the Creator of the world. Their mistake in perception by Matan Torah led to the construction of Chet HaEgel, which proved that, unfortunately, they thought there were Shtei Rishuyos in Shemayim, two powers in heaven. Before they demonstrated that with Chayin Eagle, they could hear all about Mishkan. There was no concern that they would think the Kruvim were gods. P.S. Keep Shabbos. Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos. After Chayin Eagle, Vayishkimu Baboker, Vayalu Olos, they wake up in the morning, they bring Karbanos to the Chayin Eagle. Now Hashem says, okay, now we need to build the Mishkan, Vayakab Gude. But before you build the Mishkan, you have to know what is primary for the survival of Klai Yisrael. What teaches you all about Amunah and Hashem? The entire Yisod of Shabbos is Amunah and Baruch. He's just said that here. Shaharei Yisod of Shabbos and Amunah b'Baruch. The whole foundation of Shabbos is, I believe, be'Amunah Shalema, sheyesh borei olam. Hu borei u'manhig l'chol abruim. Virak, and only la'acha virak, la'acha shemosha heshrish b'ham es ha'amunah. Only after Moshe implanted with them the Amuna, which comes through Shabbos, Hayachal Amar Lohem Odos Mishkan. Only after he told them about the integral, non-negotiable, absolute foundation of Klai Yisrael is Amuna. Keep Shabbos. After you did Chayin Eagle, you proved to us, you proved to me, you proved to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rachman Son, you didn't understand the Ma'aser Merkava, you didn't understand the whole revelation. You thought there were other powers because you saw things holding up the Kisei HaKavod. He did Egel. Now I'm telling you about Mishkan. You might come to make the Kruvim of Odazar, like the Goyim did, says Rav Moshe, after Churban. So in order, before they actually start the building, Vayakob Pukude is the building. Shuv Mitzvah, beginning of Kitisa are the instructions. Vayakob Pukude is the implementation of the instructions. Hashem says you have to give him a warning. You have to give him a message. You know what is primary to the survival of Klal Yisrael? You know what is the yesod of Amunah and a Borei Olam? You know what is O.C. Beni uvenechem ledoraseichem ledasas ke'ani Hashem mekadishchem? It's not Mishkan. It's sad. We cry. We sit on the floor. We put ashes. We eat a boiled egg. We eat the meal of mourners. We read Eicha. We daven every day for it to be rebuilt. But the yesod Amunah is not the base of Mikdash. Yesod Amunah, Shaharei yesod Shabbos Amunah b'Borei Olam. And therefore, only after Moshe taught them, implanted within them, the Amuna and Hashem, which comes through Shabbos. Every week when Shabbos comes, such a matana. It's not only because we rest and sit with family and friends. It's because it's a strengthening of our Amuna. The whole foundation of Amuna is Shabbos. V'shamu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos la'asotos Shabbos l'dorosam. Shabbos is the dorosam. And therefore, in Kitisa, before Egel, we can hear all about the Mishkan. P.S. Don't build Mishkan on Shabbos, keep Shabbos. After Chayin Egel and Vayakal, we have to get things straight. What do you have to know comes first? Shabbos is the Yisod, Amunah, and the Borei Olam. And only once you know that there is one Borei Olam, there are not other superpowers. Do not confuse the Kruvim for God. After I tell you about Shabbos, now I can tell you about Mishkan. Beautiful. I never learned this piece before. It's so beautiful. I wish you all a meaningful, uplifting, wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a true Shabbat Shalom for all of Klal Yisrael. I thank our sponsor, really. Tiski the Mitzvos of the Maisim Tovim. Hashem should repay your efforts for this Habatzas HaTorah. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a wonderful day and Shabbat Shalom.